Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Tom Spence. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. Yeah, we're just having fun here. The comedy festival's
rolling out. I know. Every night.
Lots of fun on the air.
There you go. Every night. In fact, we have Jason Love, who's going to be joining us here, and he's always fun and always has a little bit of laughter to go with it. So we do have tickets to the comedy shows that are all week long. I mean, it's a festival. I love when they do something that is just, you know, creative. And then where did you see it at the other night?
I was at the actual Ventura Harbor Comedy
Club. Okay, because they're all over. It's at the Crown.
Yeah, they're at the Crown Plaza, throughout the harbor, different restaurants, different places. Very fun.
Yeah. So anyways, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I got Sean Stern in here. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great.
Good. All right. And gosh, we have a packed show today. And I do want to remind you that if you have anything that you want to talk to us about or you want to spread the word in the 805, you know, all you have to do is give us a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And we would love to talk to you. I do want to tell us you a little bit about our guest today. We're going to be talking with Kip Snyder. And if you have seen our new yard house out in Oxnard, he's going to be talking about Beer 101. Have you seen those big old cups there?
Yeah, we had we did have a dinner there, and it's a great place.
Yeah, it's really good. So anyways, so we are going to be talking about that. We've got Christine Smith, who's going to talk to us about Deer Dwarf Farms, and she's got another great box, so we're going to find out more about that. I'm really excited. And then we're going to talk with also Dr. Eric Pearl, and his book is The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. So with that, we got a full studio. Again, I want to give you the phone number here to call in, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And if you don't get through, just leave a message. You will be called back. Again, 805-419-0008. Let's roll right on in and speak with Kip Snyder. Kip, are you there?
Hello? Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. So tell us, we're excited to have Yard House right here in our backyard, and we're going to talk about beer. There's, you know, it's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
It's got to be noon somewhere, right?
There you go. That's even better. You're absolutely right. All right. Well, so thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, all the different hot trends in beer right now.
Well, I am the beverage director for Yard House Restaurants. I've been with the company 15 years. I have the tough job of creating the beer menus with our team here.
Oh, I feel
bad
for you.
And going through and sampling thousands of beers a year, new beers a year, to make sure that we have the best selection for our locations across the nation. So, tough job, but someone's got to do it.
I tell you, yeah.
You know, breaking that out a little bit into more details a little bit later with talking about our menu and how it breaks out and how we lay out ales and lagers as well.
Great. And so, you know, I mean, I love beer, okay? And Tom just looked at me like, really? That's something new I just found out about you. But you know what? I like the light beer, you know, the light-colored beer, so it's not as strong. I don't know. What's your preference, Sean?
I actually like the darker
ales. Of course you would. Yeah. Okay, Tom?
Yeah, on a shelf beer, I always went Guinness or Newcastle.
Okay, all right. So, all right. And Christine, do you have a preference on beer?
I enjoy my IPAs, I think.
Okay.
So let's do the dark ones.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so I'm the only one. It's all mine then. It's real easy there, right?
There you go.
All right. So, Kip, tell us a little bit about, you know, how we make our choices with, you know, food pairing and how the changing trends are, you know, coming up right now.
Well, we break our menu out into a progressive format. So we start with the lighter body beers, you know, very approachable, and then move down into a more complex, more robust beers at the end of the pace. So there's stair-stepping effects that we have when we walk our guests through a starting point. They might start at a mid-level, and we don't want to take them too far out of that, out of the boundaries. So really, it's what you're looking for, the style that you're looking for, and where we go from there. So breaking down ales and lagers. Ales are the most popular thing that are brewed now. That's just what the brewers are brewing. That's what our guests are drinking as well, too. So I'm going to break down ales a little bit more in detail and some of the styles that are under that category. So the most popular ones, obviously the IPAs, the pale ales, stouts, and porters. We also have American wheat. We have a variant style Hefeweizen. We also have a Belgian wit and white ales. And moving into the Belgian strong ales and American strong ales. And then on the lager side, those are what more people are familiar with the pilsners, the pale lagers of the world, but also amber lagers. Some of the fruit beers fall into the lager category, as well as double box and dunkels as well.
So, Kip, can you give us like a beer 101 of like breaking down what's the difference between a lager? What's the difference between ale? What does hops contribute to a beer? Could you kind of break it down for our listeners?
Sure. Four major ingredients in beer, basically yeast, hops, malt, and water. Water is 90% of what beer is consisted of. So those are the three ingredients are the main components of it. Ales and lagers, the way they differentiate from one another is ales, there's a much higher temperature when they're brewed, and the yeast that's used is a top fermenting yeast. Lagers take much longer to brew, and they're at colder temperatures, and the yeast that's used is a bottom fermented yeast as well.
Wow. So, I mean, there's, you know, it's interesting because there's so much science that goes into it, and here you are just having a beer, right? I love it. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And we've got a full show, a full studio right now. We're talking with Kip Snyder right now, and he is from the Yard House. We have a new one right out here. And 101 beer is what we're talking about. Beer 101. So, you know, a lot of us distinguish the different categories of beers, okay? And so we just talked about ales and lagers. So what about wheat beer?
Wheat beers, there's several different kinds. So there's an American wheat, which is a Hefeweizen. We talked about earlier the Bavarian-style Hefeweizen, which has different flavor profiles than American wheat would. And then you talk about a Belgian wit or white ale, which actually has coriander and orange peels that you'll actually taste in there. So they all differentiate from one another, but they all are considered wheat ales.
Hmm.
Now, are beers paired with food like wine is paired with food? Or are there generally like certain things you would pair with a chicken dish or a fish or a meat? Or does it work like that with beer?
Great question. Because we try to
keep it as simple as possible. There's really no rules when it comes to pairing. The best rule of thumb is if it tastes great to you, it's a great pairing. But there are some things that I like to enjoy. You know, pizza, for instance,
and
like
beer.
A great pilsner with that.
Okay.
It's just nice, clean, and refreshing. But I also like a nice IPA with a pizza as well, too, because that spiciness that I have from a jalapeno, that IPA just cuts in there and actually enhances that flavor that I'm looking for. One of my favorite dishes off our menu, it's got to be the adult mac and cheese and the five different cheeses in there.
I love how that's
that with
so...
the Bavarian style Hefeweizen. I think that citrus notes and those flavors that come out of that wheat beer is actually going to be phenomenal with all those cheeses ranging together.
Ooh.
And then some of the favorites of all times, you know, a barbecue bacon cheeseburger and putting a brown ale, an amber ale, or maybe even a hoppy West Coast IPA on top of that.
Ooh, I love it. You know, I love how adult mac and cheese is coming back in. I mean, it's so popular again. It's just so weird how everything's like a full circle, you know. Now, how many are there of Yard Houses?
Currently, we have 47 locations, and with those 47 locations, there's 47 different beer menus. So very unique in their own sense, and we try to be as local as possible, but also allow some of the other regions to come in with some of their great beers from around the world and around the country.
Oh, I like that you guys are local. I mean, so you definitely have the 805, correct?
Yes, we do. Well, we're very familiar with the Firestone brand, and they're great partners of ours over the years. We do have something new and exciting that we started last year, and this is the chalkboard series. So what it is a digital chalkboard that lays in the middle of our bar, and it actually is five rotating handles that we rotate every month. And these are very unique, interesting, small-batch brews. So we look at it as a seasonal piece, as well as some of these hard-to-get beers that might be only 15 kegs produced, and we're getting one of those at that particular location. Right now we have something from Shipyard called the Smash Pumpkin Ale, and it is phenomenal. It tastes like a pumpkin pie liquefied into a glass.
I love all the flavored beers.
Nice and seasonal, perfect.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Wow.
Now, Kip, I've always had a question. I traveled to Europe, and when I went to Germany, I had a beer that was, you know, like not cold, I should say. Is there a reason why Americans tend to be cold beer drinkers? And are some of these, like, is it a preference, or do our beers require to be refrigerated? Is it just a different beer?
You know, I think over the years, the palate has changed, but at the Yard House, we actually pour all of our beers at the same temperature. The American palate seems to like cold beer, as cold as possible. So we pour between 34 and 38 degrees. But as the colder the beer gets, sometimes it loses flavor along the way, too. So for me, my temperature, I'll let the beer warm up, you know, a minute or two before I actually get into it.
Oh, okay.
So now, Kip, I have a question. Okay, a lot of there's been a lot of talk about beer is actually good for your health. Now, what's your thought on that?
I'd have to agree with it 100%.
Right off the ball.
No
right, there you
there,
go.
Right.
Yeah. And now, I mean, I just, you know, now is there, does beer have a low alcohol? Is there beers? Does it range?
Yeah, they range all over the board, to be honest with you. And that's a big trend right now is sessionable beers. And sessionable means, in my opinion, what it is basically anything under 5%. So a lot of these brewers that are doing great things out there are going for that lower alcohol content, but bringing all the flavor back into the brew itself, and it's hard to do as you cut those that alcohol down. It's really hard to keep all of those flavors inside that beer. So there's some great ones out there that are doing phenomenal work, and that's something that I think is going to be a trend moving forward as we would like people to sample as many beers as possible, but at the same time, you can't try things that are 7 and 8% alcohol and have 3 or 4 or 5 of those.
I love it. And now, do you guys offer that at Yard House where, you know, I mean, you could do that with wine where you have, you know, different tastes? Do you have the same thing there?
You know, we have a couple of six-pack offerings and a six-pack that rotates around, so it's six beers, six different styles, and there's basically rotate that every Tuesday, and that's done by the local scene.
Mm.
And then we also have a national level. We have a Belgian six-pack that has six Belgian beers, six different Belgian styles that are actually on a board that shows you everything that's there, alcohol by volume, and regions as well, too. We also do that with an IPA six-pack board. So that allows our guests to come in and really sample and experiment with other beers across certain styles.
All right. Well, thank you so much for telling us a little bit more about Yard House and Roadhouse. You know, I've been back east, and there's a lot out there, but I love Yard House out here. It's how big are those beers, by the way?
You're talking about the half yards.
Yeah.
The 32-ounce beers, and they're great pieces to talk about.
I'm telling you. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kip. I'd love to have you back on again, and definitely everybody needs to go and check out the Yard House right here in our backyard. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you, Kip, for that great interview. In fact, Tom, you were talking in our break about the warm beer.
Yeah, the bane of Guinness's existence is the fact that people think you're supposed to drink it warm. That's a misnomer. What happened, from what I heard, was during World War II, there wasn't ice.
There was no refrigeration to make it cold. Yeah.
And so people drank warm beer because they had to. Now, some people got used to it and continued, but Guinness said a properly poured Guinness is at a certain temperature. And when they bring their kegs in, they insist on it. Mm-hmm. So some beers by default became, oh, they're supposed to be drank warm. It was only because there was no refrigeration.
There's nothing better than a nice cold ice beer.
If you go to England or Ireland, when you ask for a Guinness, it's cold. It's mm-hmm. not. It's really just Germany.
So they've come up to speed.
Yeah, they've they found their ice.
Yeah, there you go. Although, you know what? In Europe, they don't have a lot of ice.
And they don't. If you ask for ice in your drink, they look at you funny.
Yeah.
Two things, ice in a drink or a glass of milk.
Or a refill of coffee.
Yeah.
Well,
it costs
money.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I had a whole story about that. When I was about 16, I went out there. My whole family lived in England. And I went out there to visit somebody. And this really good-looking guy was taking me out. And we had dinner. And then we had coffee. And, you know, we wanted to prolong. And he's like, you know, do you want a cup of coffee? I'm like, sure. Well, here, you know, you just keep having another cup. And he was like, oh my God, how many do you, you know, I mean,
how many
it
cups
was,
can you drink?
Yeah. And because you get charged over there. So it's totally different. Anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I have tickets to the Harvest Festival. And we've been giving them away online, on Facebook. And also become one of our friends on Facebook. We are just under 1,000 right now. And that's my goal. I'm right there. We're
help push us over the
edge. Yeah, definitely. But we're always sharing great things on there. So I'd love to give a pair of tickets to the Harvest Festival on Facebook. Go to The Kim Pagano Show, like us, share us, and you'll be entered there. And then right now, if you can give us a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Again, that is for the Harvest Festival. We have Christine in here, and she's going to talk to us about, she brought this big old, box of tomatoes in, but she is from Deerdorf, and they have some amazing program. You know, we got lots of calls last week about it.
Did
yeah,
you?
I'm
okay.
Really excited. And so I want everybody to get their organic box.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, they've started this program. Let's support it. Let's, you know, get everybody eating more vegetables and actually really eating vegetables that are good for you. But not only that, it kind of expands
It does. You eat the seasons.
Everybody that I've ever had on that is healthy, that talks about health, that's how you should, you know, kind of eat with mm-hmm. What's in season.
So especially with what we have available in Ventura County and Santa Barbara counties, there's really no reason why we can't do that. And with the Fresh Picks program that we started, that makes it easy for people to do.
Yeah.
So
let's give out, I did have a lot of calls. You can always call me and find out at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Find out how you can get it. But Christine, where do they call?
Sure. Well, they can call. I have a phone number. It's 805-487-7801. We have a website for it. So I am from Deerdorf Family Farms in Oxnard. We're a fourth generation farm in the area. And we recently started a direct to consumer fresh veggie program where people in Ventura County can sign up to receive a biweekly box of our certified organic veggies that we grow here. And it's called Fresh Picks by Deerdorf Organics, using our Deerdorf Organics label on the boxes, and those are all the products that are going in there. And if you go to deerdorffamilyfarms.com/FP, you'll find the Fresh Picks website, and you can read more about it there and access the sign-up link and see what sort of veggies we have available for you guys here on a twice-a-month basis.
Now, Christine, what sort of veggies can we anticipate coming into season in the next couple months?
Sure. Well, as we're kind of getting into the fall weather here, I've found I didn't mention before, we do like to add in a couple items from other local growers in the area to sort of round out the boxes with some items that we ourselves don't grow. So recently I found a couple orchards up in the Fillmore, Santa Barbara area that have really awesome tree fruits like figs and pomegranates,
ooh,
mandarins, apples, pears, really, really
tasty.
So now
you're starting to bring fruit into it.
Yeah, and we do, each box, we actually do like to add 1 to 2 fruits in there. So we're starting our fourth round of boxes next week. So far we've had cantaloupes, strawberries, and Valencia oranges as the fruits.
The cantaloupes were amazing.
Good.
The strawberries were amazing.
Yes.
I mean, really, there wasn't any. The only thing is there was, what's the greens?
Let's see. There was collard greens,
collard.
Maybe? Yes, some cooking greens.
Okay, you don't have a recipe.
We didn't in this one. We haven't had those in the boxes since that first week. We're kind of taking a little gap on those
right
now.
Go online and look for some soul food cooking.
I do. I can tell you. I mean, it's a sauté green, so it's a little tough, and you got to cook it down. But
is it just basically a little olive oil,
a little olive oil, salt, yep,
and
lemon juice? You can add it to
garlic.
Soups,
oh,
add it to stews. It cooks down really nicely. It's one of those veggies, along with chards and kales. They cook down like spinach, and you really can just throw them in anything you're making and just add that healthy kick, add it into spaghettis, cook it and throw it in with your noodles. So you're getting some veggies in with there. And we'll have back to what you were asking me about the items coming up. The year round items that Deerdorff has, we always carry the lettuces, the green leaf, red leaf, romaine. We always have the kales. We do sometimes gap a little bit like we did with the chards, but we'll have those in a couple weeks. Collard greens.
I love the gold and red beets.
The gold beets we'll have for a couple more months.
The gold beets are amazing. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you what the difference is with that. What I do want to do is we're going to come back to you because we have our next guest on, and Dr. Eric Pearl. And his book is The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And he's been on my show before. He does some pretty amazing things, and so we're going to talk with him a little bit. And I do want to give out our phone number again, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And Dr. Eric Pearl, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and I know that you've been on my show before, and we had a great amount of people that were really interested in what you do. I know that you were a successful chiropractor in Los Angeles, right? Mm-hmm. And you actually kind of went more into reconnective healing, correct? Are you there? Did we lose him? I think we lost him. Hello. Are you there? Oh, well. Okay. So, that's what we do here,
that's
right?
That's what we do in radio. Now we have to improvise.
I believe the doctor is back.
Oh, okay. All right. Dr. Pearl, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Okay. So, welcome back. So, tell us again about yourself.
Well, the background story of how this happened, you mean?
Please.
Sure. I practiced as a doctor of chiropractic when one night in my 12th year of practice, a few strange things happened. I was awakened by a bright light. I opened my eyes to see what it was. It was just a lamp next to my bed. For some reason, it turned itself on. But it felt as if there were people in my house. So I got up with a knife, a can of pepper spray, my Doberman pincher, and went hunting. Didn't find anyone. And I went back to sleep thinking it had to be my imagination. But when I went into work that next morning, I would adjust my chiropractic patients and tell them to lie on their back with their eyes closed. While they did that, I held my hands near them, and I saw their arms, legs would jerk, their fingers would move, their eyes would dart back and forth, little muscles in their forehead would pull at their eyebrows and pull at their lips. that when they opened their eyes, they reported seeing colors they had never seen, smelling flowers they had never smelled, and they started demonstrating healings, real healings. They were getting up out of wheelchairs, vision and hearing returning. Children with cerebral palsy or epilepsy were suddenly able to walk and run and play and speak normally, not as seizures. They were showing me laboratory results where their cancer tumors had vanished. Their doctors would call me and ask what I had done. I said, I didn't do anything and don't tell anybody. Yeah, it went about over as big as the United States government trying to just say no to drugs. And soon everyone started asking for the same thing. And then people started calling me and asking me to teach it. And I said, you have got to be insane. I'm standing there waving my hands in the air looking like a fool. I said, you go outside, wave your hands in the air. Let me know what your neighbors have to say about you. But more and more, my patients would call me and tell me that they drove home and they pulled up in front of their house. Their automatic garage door opened by itself. They walked inside. Their lamps or TVs started turning off and on. They felt sensations in their hands. They would hold their hands near someone in their family. Suddenly, the grandfather could walk after stroke, the uncle regained his hearing.
So, Dr. Pearl, let's you know, I think my listeners definitely have an idea of where you're going with this. Now, you have really healed a lot of people, right? And, I mean, where do you do this at?
Well, what I do is that I teach people how to do healing. I teach around the globe 45 weeks a year in virtually every continent. I've trained close to 100,000 people. I present at hospitals, universities, the United Nations, even Madison Square Garden. And the main gift is not about me staying in one office doing things for people. It's about you learning how to do it, because although I've touched millions of people, I'm one person. If I teach you how to do it, you've got the potential to touch as many millions of people as I do, at least hundreds if you just see yourself on the smallest scale.
Dr. Pearl, going back to the night with the knife and the Doberman pincher, what do you suppose occurred? Do you feel like you underwent a transformation, or what is your theory behind what changed from going from a normal chiropractic practice to what you're doing now?
I felt as if I were being watched. I felt as if I had been being watched. I believe that right now we are standing on the precipice of the next level of human evolution, and that, you know, just as you go to the end of a triathlon and everyone cheers the runners in on their last 50 or 100 yards, I feel that the presence that I was feeling is the presence of the rest of the multidimensional universe saying, now it's humanity's turn. We can't complete the race for them, but let's let them know that we're present, encourage them, and cheer them on. Just the same way when you speak to people who have had a life-after-death experience, they say that when they're presenting towards the light, they suddenly see everyone they've known in all the many roles in their many lifetimes encouraging them on their way. Now, I will tell you that what happened one day was I held my hands near one of my patients, but he lost consciousness and spoke two phrases. What he said was, we are here to tell you to continue doing what you are doing. What you are doing is bringing light and information onto the planet. A few days later, that happened to three other patients. A few days later, five other patients. And all in all, over a three-month period of time, over 50 patients spoke six verbatim phrases. Then it stopped coming through all of them at once, except for the very first patient, and his name was Fred Ponslov. And we held on to this material that we've collected over the past 20 years and just released it in a book a few months ago called Solomon Speaks on Reconnecting Your Life. And it's already published in approximately 20 different languages.
Dr. Pearl, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Eric Pearl, his book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. How do you believe that everybody can heal themselves?
Everyone has the potential to facilitate healings for themselves and for others. However, it requires a certain consciousness, a willingness to not try to direct or determine exactly the form of healing to take, but instead to allow yourself to be in the process of allowing the healing to flow
and being wide open with a beautiful childlike expectancy to discover what.
So what would my listeners and everybody in my studio, what do we need to do to be able to be conscious in that?
The first thing is to learn to observe and to witness without judgment. It's really about witnessing without attempting to direct. It's about allowing the door to open and allowing yourself to have the courage to walk through, but to know that you are stepping through that door not on a conscious level, but your willingness, your intention to allow yourself to enter into a healing state and open it just as if you would open a beautifully wrapped birthday present without intention of what's in the box, but knowing that something gorgeous will appear in that box. You know, when I teach these seminars, I teach them all around the globe. There's one coming up the weekend of November 1st in Newport Beach. What happens is the best way to teach it, the best way to access it, is that on that Friday night, I'll give a three-hour presentation where we talk about the history, the philosophy, the science. We bring up volunteers to allow you to see and witness the healings in front of your eyes, and we let you feel this in your hands, because feeling it gives you that first attention of it, that first awareness. During the weekend, we show you how to do this work, where we work with each of you, and you will actually see the person lying on your table go into involuntary movements, involuntary physical visible responses. And by the end of one weekend, not 6 years or 3 months, but one weekend, I can pretty much promise you two things, which are A, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that I can do, and B, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that any human being anywhere on this planet can do.
Wow.
Now, Dr. Pearl, the book title is The Reconnection. Is that to imply that we once had this ability and we're reconnecting, why not the connection? Why is it the reconnection?
It's a very strange, it's a very good question. It's a very different term than I would have consciously selected. I would have consciously selected connection. This term came through those six phrases that those 50 different people channeled, saying what you're doing is reconnecting strings, what you're doing is reconnecting strands. And what it means is that we are not reconnecting with something old that we had here on Earth before. We are reconnecting with something that exists outside of this existence and the illusion of time and space. We're reconnecting with what we experience in between our lifetimes when we return to that light that we all come from, that light that we all return to. In other words, we are reconnecting with our fuller, truer selves, and then we are bringing that experience here consciously onto this physical plane here on Earth.
Interesting. And it just makes me think here, you have all these years of training, and yet you're saying that anybody can walk in there and learn that.
Anyone can learn to do this, because it's not about knowledge. It's not about collecting knowledge and how much you can learn. It's about stepping into a state of knowingness. Knowledge is facts and data, which change according to what we believe is appropriate at that point in time. There are things that we knew 50 years ago, that we discovered 25 years ago, that we discovered were wrong, that today some of them we feel are right again. But knowingness is a consciousness, a knowingness of a connectedness, of a oneness, of a truth. It's a being. It's a state of awareness. And that is what we discover and step into at the Reconnective Healing Seminars.
Great. Give out the address and where we can find that.
Sure. Well, just as the book is called The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, the website is The Reconnection, and you have to include the word the, thereconnection.com.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, thank you again, Dr. Eric Pearl. Again, The Reconnection. I definitely have to get down there, because you know what? There is something that you do feel when you just let life happen, you know, and, you know, try to heal yourself or to heal others. So I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are going to give away some tickets. Actually, this week, the whole week, we've been having the Ventura Harbor Comedy Festival. And I've got two tickets right now that we are going to go to the I guess it's the playoffs, right? Is that what it's, or the contest?
Which night is it?
It's actually Sunday night.
Sunday night would be the finals.
The finals, yeah.
Comedy competition. Yeah. They're very funny.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. definitely. What I would love to do is take caller number 7 right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. If you want to laugh, you want to be in the last part of the competition where all the best ones end up, definitely you will be a chance to go there. And that is over in Ventura at the Crown Plaza, I believe.
It's Ventura Harbor.
Is it the last one is? Okay, yeah, it's over there. Sorry about that. But anyways, yes, definitely 805-419-0008. And is that Jason? All right. We actually, you know, let's take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk to Jason and we'll find out exactly what we're doing.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for joining me here and all my friends here. We've got Tom Spence, and we've got Sean Stern, and we've got Christina Smith. And we are, we're talking a little bit about everything. We've talked about beer. Where's our beer? They didn't send it over yet, did they?
No.
Yeah.
Still waiting on the beer.
We got veggies here, and now we got somebody funny on the phone. It is my my friend, Jason Love. Jason, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me, Kim.
Yeah, I heard you did pretty good. You're in the runoffs there, huh?
Oh, there's the jinx. You put the jinx on me.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never do that. Are you kidding? You're funny, you know?
I'm just kidding. No. I'm just pulling your leg.
Yeah, so tell everybody about it. I just gave away a set of tickets right now, but I'd love to give another set. And I want to know, gosh, all week long we've been having, you know, every night there's a different show coming up. But tell us a little bit about the weekend, what we've got going on tonight, Saturday night and Sunday.
Yeah, if you haven't been to the festival, this is the third year they've done it, but it's really a spectacle, and they have shows throughout the harbor at the Greek restaurants and the Margaritaville. The best shows, in my opinion, are in the actual club, because it's made for that, you know, laboratory setting for comedy.
I like that.
Right, so that's where we'll be at 9, will be the contest, the finals of this thing that they've been going, that's been going on all month, like this war of attrition comedy contest.
Oh, are you there?
Yes.
Did he just go under the water or what?
Oh, did it sound that way?
It sounded like that. That's okay.
I'm outside. Long live AT&T.
Okay.
So Jason, are you a professional comic full time? Is this what you do as a living?
He professionally makes people laugh.
You make
it
people.
It is.
Yeah. And now, is there an expectation from friends and family to be constantly funny, or are you? Or are you
like during this call?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Say something funny.
No, yeah.
When people say, "Hey, tell me a joke," when they meet me on the street, I'm like, it's not really like that, really. I mean, I've got jokes, little one-linery Dangerfield things, but it's not what I do. And most comics won't have a joke like that either. It's kind of like a sharing your life, and it just happens to be funny.
You know what I always love? Okay, so his girlfriend Patty, right? Does Patty think you're funny?
Patty thinks she's funny.
Okay, that's what I thought. You know, all right, because after a while, I don't care if when you first met your husband or your boyfriend, you think they're funny, but then after how many years have you guys been together? You
know, 4.
Yeah, it's like, do you still think those same jokes are funny? You know, because we all have that. But I love it.
I tell her really funny jokes that are completely overlooked at this point. Like, I'll come up with something that I know is funny, and she'll go, "Yeah." If I hear one more witty comment, I'm going to puke.
There you go. I love it. But you know what? Not only are you doing this, you've been all over Borderline. I mean, we've been, you know, I've been given gift certificates away to the movie theater, Movie Co., mm-hmm. right? You're all over. What are we going to expect this weekend?
Expect carnage. there'll be chariots and tigers and people put to death. No, it's a fun, all the comics are very cool people. The San Francisco comedy competition is like that, where all of a sudden nobody's talking to each other, and you know, you feel like you're competing for $1 million or something. But in this one, it'll be a very friendly environment, and it's the people that the judges have chosen over X amount of shows, so that'll be great. That'll be the 9 o'clock show. They also have a TV showcase at 7. So,
every night has been something different. I mean, I'm looking at the list here, you know, of, let's see, 40s and older, right, is tonight.
That one's at Players Casino, so it's not in the actual harbor.
Right. There's so many shows here. But anyways, let's give away another set of tickets right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. That is to the Ventura Fest Contest Finals. And that is at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club in Ventura. And we'll take caller number 7.
Lucky seven.
So give us something to think about that we're going to hear there.
Oh, you want a joke?
We want a joke. Sorry to tell you.
Okay. Can I also real quickly plug that last night we did a show at the Camarillo Regency in that little independent theater?
Oh, yeah.
It was so great. We had like 80 people show up, and they have a church was using it. So there's a stage and there's lights, and it was off the hook on a Wednesday in Camarillo. Curfew.
Very cool. You know, it is a really cool little studio, though.
It is. We're doing that once a month.
Oh.
So the next one's the fourth Wednesday of next month.
Okay.
A joke. How about a really short joke?
Sure.
How do you know when someone's a vegan?
They'll tell you.
Okay. Well, that is Jason Love. And you know what? Definitely, everybody get out there. If you want a great place to laugh, go out to the Ventura Fest Contest Finals. You'll get a little bit of everybody, right? Who's actually going to be left? Do you already know?
You know, I didn't look. I don't like to. When I look and I get involved, I get competitive, so I didn't even glance at who's going to be there.
Okay, sounds
good. I'd rather be friends with everybody.
Yeah, and now on Sunday, what is happening on Sunday?
Sunday is the grand finale. Jane Moore is it all leads to Jane Moore, and I think he's in the Crown Plaza at that in Ventura, and he's really good. I can't get tickets for that one because it's a door deal for him, but. He's really good. His voices, if you saw him on Last Comic Standing, he never did any of that, but he's brilliant.
Ah, great. Okay, and I guess they have a kosher night at Kosher Comedy at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club on Sunday. So, you know, there's a little bit of everything for everybody.
What is that? They don't mix their dairy jokes with their meat jokes?
Oh, you should be up there, Sean.
Exactly.
I love it. All right, well, thank you so much, Jason Love. Again, where do we find you?
JasonLove.com.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Jason, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kim.
All right. Well, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are tuning in here. We got lots to talk about, and I know that you got lots to do out there, and I'm so glad that you've taken some time to join us here. I do want to remind you that my website, kimpaganoshow.com, has all my past shows there, and they're all downloaded on iTunes, and so you could definitely listen there if you've missed any part of our show. But if there's something that you want to, you know, spread the word around about, right, Sean? We want to get out there. We want to help other, you know, businesses and help everybody, you know, really spread the word in the 805. give us a call at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I'd love to work with you.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what we want is for local people to call up and like see if they would be a good guest or a good, you know, someone who's just promotional.
Yeah.
Like promoting their business, help their local 805 businesses.
There you go. Absolutely. In fact, let's get back to Christine. Yes. And so, Christine, so, oh my God, is this one of the boxes or just a little promo that you brought in to, you know?
This is how we pack our tomatoes that we sell wholesale.
And so I have your other box. Yes. I recycled it.
Good,
so, yep,
good. We're trying to get as many boxes back as we can. We put a fresh new plastic liner in every one, so it keeps it sanitary and as long as they're still in somewhat good condition. But today I just brought you some of our round, tastily organic tomatoes.
Ooh,
for you,
yummy,
to enjoy.
Okay.
So they're very good.
Okay, so tell us how long, so this is going on next week will be our fourth week, right?
Next week will be our fourth week of deliveries. It's every other week. I'm still kind of planning the menu for next week's boxes. I kind of start thinking about that right around this time, actually, and then I place my orders next Monday with the field and with the other growers and pick up the items on Tuesday, and we pack on Wednesdays, and I deliver on Wednesday and Thursdays.
And now, are people catching on?
They are. Actually, yeah. We've about doubled our customers since our first week until now, so I'm really excited.
Aww,
it's been really
fun. I'm so glad. I recommend this. I love helping, you know, basically local growers right here, first of all. But not only that, it's so good. It's a win-win.
There's good. You get the freshest veggies. You know, we pick it just within a couple days, and it's packed and to you within a couple days after it came from the field.
So, okay, so what do you think is going to be in your next one? And let's give a couple recipe ideas, even if people, you know, what's interesting, okay, you've got this beet and kale cupcakes. Talk to us about that.
You know, it's one of those things, actually, someone posted it, sent it to me, and I have to admit, I have not tried it myself yet.
Did I mishear that? Did you say meat?
Beet.
Oh, beet and
beet
kale.
And kale. Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's sort of like you make zucchini bread, you make carrot cake, and kale, and these flavors can, when they cook, they often become very mild anyways, or at least to me, you know, when you cook down kale, I don't know. It's it with sugar. It's amazing.
There's one that my husband and I make, and it's mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay.
And when I know you guys are looking at me going, really? What does that have to do with vegetables? It's actually spinach.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's spinach and avocado mixed together.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And then you have a little bit of mint and chip. Mm-hmm. I mean, mint preservative or, you know, what is it, drops?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the extract.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And then you take carob chocolate chips and you put it in there.
Wow.
And it is amazing.
I would love to post.
And with ice.
Share that recipe.
I'd
love to share it with people. We've been getting lots from customers sending us some things they've been trying. And
I have to tell you another recipe that, you know, it's funny because I had all these great things that you had given me from this great box. And so red onion, tomatoes, and arugula, and what was else in there? Arugula, red onion, and just basil, balsamic over it. Oh, and then I put a little bit of cheese in there.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, cheese
but
is good.
It was excellent. So
good. Well, next week, so I'm still kind of planning next week's boxes, but like I said earlier, I found some really interesting tree fruits in a grower in the Santa Paula Fillmore area, and we do like to add in one or two items from other local certified organic growers to sort of round out the boxes. It is mostly Deerdorf organic veggies. You know, we have our kales, we have pasilla peppers and bell peppers coming up, chards, we have our cabbage, celery.
Talk to us a little bit about Deerdorf, you know, farming, and how long have they been around?
They're a fourth generation farm. So they've been farming for 75 plus years.
75 years.
Yeah.
So always here locally.
It's they've been in Oxnard for about 50, but they were always in the Southern California area. So now we've been in Oxnard now for quite a while. And two cousins, Tom and Scott Deerdorf, are the owners. So it's always been in the family, you know, the grandfather, the great grandfather, and they're very sustainable, protecting the land, the sustainable farming, the organic protecting the resources.
What makes organic so different? Does that mean that they don't use any poisonous sprays? Or, you know, I mean, what makes it?
Everything.
I think a lot of people would really be interested in that.
So everything that's grown organically, everything has to be naturally. So any chemicals that they do use are natural ingredients. And garlic juice is something that's been used. There's just things that are derived from, you know, plant extracts and things that are, you know, they're still a form of a, I guess, it's still a fertilizer. It's still
but
a.
But it's natural. But it's not
all
harmful.
Natural. So, in you know, we use ladybugs sometimes, helpful bugs, helpful flowers. There's certain flowers that, you know, push away the bad bugs. And it's just, it's all very natural. So there's a lot more research and sort of experimenting that has to go into it to find those ways to make the veggies still grow. And that's sometimes what can kick up the prices is of, you know, when you do find veggies that are organic or more expensive, and it's just what goes into it on the back end to get it to you is, you know, like I said, there's some experimenting and some formulating of new.
It's interesting how organic is actually just returning back to the time when we didn't have the chemicals and the technology to
And we grow both conventionally and organically. Yeah. We started conventional and we switched over to having the organic line about, I think about 2006, 2005. So we do grow both. And, you know, the organic has been really good for us so far, and we're hoping to continue upon that more as the years go on.
Can you tell us a little bit about the involvement of the Harrington Elementary Garden?
I'd love to. Yeah. So last year, one of our farmers and I sort of, we met one of the teachers at Harrington Elementary School in Oxnard, and they've had a garden there for quite a while, and it just sort of needed some help, some revamping, and one of our farmers just spent a lot of his own time kind of just giving her helpful advice and tips, and we had a couple cleanup days, and we gave them some of our extra transplants of our veggies, you know, our celery, our lettuces, and so ever since last year, we've just been involved with kind of seeing the garden through, and they've taken it themselves and just continued, and we just like to help when we can, but they've really turned it around and made it into something that the students are involved in. And
so is that your Ventura County Farm Day that's coming up?
That's actually a separate event. Okay, I know there's a lot going on.
Let's talk about that.
So that's actually, so you guys may have seen this. It's a first time event. It's Ventura County Farm Day. And Deerdorf is not hosting it, but we are a part of it. It's being hosted by, it's CAG, Students for Eco Education and Agriculture. So if you go to CAG.org, it's SEEAG.org, you can read more about what they do. But this event that they're putting on, it's basically an open house with nine local farms participating and opening their doors to the public on Saturday, October 12th. It's free, and folks can just stop by the farms. We're going to be one of the farms that are.
So everybody's going to be able to like kind of walk through and see what really happens and what's growing.
Exactly.
And that
so
kind of thing.
It's up to each farm as to what events they want to host. But for us, we're actually going to give people tours of our production facility so they can see how the produce, you know, after they visit some of the farms at the other locations, when they get to ours, they'll be able to see how it arrives from the field, how it gets sorted, how it gets packed, how it gets cooled, stored, shipped out. So we're going to be there. It's Saturday, October 12th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we'll be giving out some Tasty Lee tomatoes, fresh picks info, coupons, and hopefully some of our customers will stop by and see where their veggies are coming from every other
week.
There
you go. Now, is there a lot of farms out here? I mean, I know, you know, obviously, where are you guys all located? Are they close to each other?
You know, Ventura County, it's there's so many around here. Yeah, you know, our farms, our facility is in Oxnard, our production facility where we pack and ship our veggies out, but our farms are spread out. I mean, we have some in Ventura, we have some in Camarillo, we have one up in Piru, up in the mountains. But as far as all these other ones, a lot of them have the farms on their actual property. So ours, you drive a little bit.
Do they live on there?
I'm not sure about the other ones, but
does yours? Do they live on their farm?
No, they don't. Yeah, so we all drive just a little bit to get there, but it's all close. So.
All right. So when is the next delivery?
October 2nd and 3rd, that's next Wednesday and Thursday. So if customers wanted to be included in those deliveries, they just need to sign up 3 days before, so either Sunday or Monday night to make it into Wednesday and Thursday.
Perfect. And is there any coupons or promotions right now?
There is. We have, well, every new customer that signs up, we give them $10 off their first box.
Oh,
so
great.
When they sign up, they can enter in the coupon code FRESHPICKS first when they sign up. And if they forget, I go in and add it into their account anyways.
You're so nice, Christine.
I am.
All right.
And there's one more I want to talk about.
Sure.
We have a refer a friend promo.
Ooh.
So if you are a current customer and you refer someone to our program and they sign up for it, if they give your name as the reference when they sign up, we'll give that current customer a $5 off coupon per new customer that they refer to us. There's no limit. So
very
if you get
cool.
10 new friends, we'll give you 5 coupons or 10 coupons for $5 each.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah.
I love it. Again, Christine Smith, and she is from Deerdorf Farms, and Fresh Picks is what we're talking about right
yes.
here. So definitely get your box. I'm so excited to be a part of that. Gosh, you know, have you guys been starting to watch any of the new shows coming up or anything like The Voice and any of that stuff? I love that. Tom, do you watch any of that?
I do not.
I do not,
but I do turn my chair to the back if it's on. I flip my chair around if that's on.
That was good. I like it. You know what? But it's interesting. I mean, I don't know if I'm home more often or what, but I've been watching some of the new things, and I love watching their families in the background waiting to see, you know, if they're going to get in or not. And the one thing I love about The Voice is they really don't, it's really about not how you look. It's not, you know, it's all organic. It's about listening, and they listen, and then they, you know, it's such a surprise when they turn around of who it is, because there's been some really young kids out there that have been getting out there. So it's just, you know, it's about living your dream and really trying things out of the box. So I think it's really important. Well, I do want to remind everybody, if you are just tuning in right now, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to thank you. Thank you, Christine,
thank you
for being here.
You.
And Sean, thank you for being a part of it. Tom, thank you for being a part of it. And all my listeners out there, again, if you have something that you want to spread the word around in 805, give us an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com or call me at 805-419-0008. Also, I always end all my shows with a thought for the day. Strive not to be success, but rather to be a value. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you later. Have a really great day.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.